Well, tonight, our first honorees are outstanding people. You know, I can't say enough about them. Having had the pleasure of being here with Ricky and Willie, and followed Archie during his great times here, New Orleans was very fortunate to have these people. I'm very proud tonight to be here to introduce them. Willie Rofe. Willie, get up here a minute. You want him up here? Not yet. How about Ricky Jackson? Ricky! How about that, huh? And Archie Manning. Archie? Hey. Really, three outstanding people. I can't say enough about them. How fortunate we were that they played here in New Orleans. And we're going to put them on the Ring of Honor tonight in memory of forever. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Benson. This time I'd like to introduce Saints owner Rita Benson LeBlanc.
As we have many generations of fans, we clearly have many generations of heroes. And there are living legends right now that will be writing their own history this evening on the very field. But there is no team greater than the New Orleans Saints that honor their heroes in more ways than we do. We have the Saints Hall of Fame. We have a hall that we honor our players as well at the Saints facility. And even heroes like Steve Gleason, we have the Rebirth statue outside. But this evening with the Ring of Honor, we are to celebrate great gentlemen that give me chills and goosebumps just being around them. As history has it, our Archie is the first Manning of the NFL, and he was a Saint. And also Ricky Jackson, who for so many of us can remember his massive grill on his helmet and the incredible city champ in Dome Patrol, and then the class and dedication and loyalty of Willie Rofe. These gentlemen are heroes that I've grown up with and that I hope all of our Saints fans are happy and excited to honor tonight. And they are clearly just the first in a very long and cherished history here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Thank you.
Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager, Mickey Loomis.
Thank you. On behalf of the Benson family and the entire New Orleans Saints organization, I'd like to thank all of you for joining us this evening here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome as we induct our inaugural class into the Saints Ring of Honor. The Ring of Honor was created to recognize former players, coaches, and others that have played significant roles both on the field and off the field in the franchise's history. It's to pay tribute to their amazing accomplishments and to allow our fans the opportunity to remember their contributions. And tonight, we're going to thank them properly. You know, we have a number of deserving people that will be in the Ring of Honor. And yet, these three gentlemen, I think, stand above all others. I'm going to introduce each of them individually and ask them to come up. And I'm going to start chronologically, Archie. Sorry about that. You know, Archie Manning was the first iconic player in New Orleans Saints history. First face of the franchise, if you will. He, his wife Olivia, and his family have been great representatives of the city, great advocates for the city for 40 years. Yet, make no mistake about it, Archie Manning was a great football player. He was an All-Pro, he was an MVP, and he was an elite quarterback before we ever used the term elite. If he played today, he would be an elite quarterback. Ring of Honor inductee, Archie Manning.
Thank you. Thank you, Mickey. Willie and I both had back surgery this summer. Those steps are a little hard right there. It's a great honor. thank the Benson family, Mickey, entire Saints organization for creating this. Truly honored to be in this initial class. You know, all my this team is good. It's been good for several years. All my nights in the Superdome weren't always memorable, or my afternoons, they weren't always great, but I'll always remember this night. I promise you that. It's really special. Special to me, special to my family. And another thing that makes it really special is these two guys I'm going in with. We went out to practice yesterday. And I got to address the team, and I just had to say something about how much I thought of these two guys, what great players they were, what great friends they are. So I just can't thank you enough. And we're going to have a the last thing we told the team is we don't care that much about the Cowboys, so we need to get a win on this night when we're going in the Ring of Honor tonight. So,
you know, there's few defenders in the history of the NFL that could rush the passer, stuff the run, play coverage, and lead his defense like Ricky Jackson. Ricky was simply the best linebacker on the best linebacking corps in the history of the NFL. In 2010, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're proud to have him in the Ring of Honor for the New Orleans Saints, Ricky Jackson.
Thank you. I tell you, man, when I heard about this award was coming up, Greg Benson called me, and he let me know that it was happening. And I told him I appreciate it. I mean, just like when the Hall of Fame called me, it was an honor that, you know, I put the Saints right up with the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is something that, you know, you're proud to have. But the Saints, you know, me being here in New Orleans, just thanking Mr. Benson for, you know, the things that he did for this city, even much keeping the Saints here and buying the Saints. That was a big task right there. So I take my hat off to Mr. Benson. I tell you what, I choose Mr. Benson to represent me at the Hall of Fame. So that's what, you know, I think about him. And I worked for him after I got through with football. I mean, I got about 20 years. So, I mean, they say, man, why you chose Mr. Benson? But that's one reason why. I mean, he always been good to me and my family. I mean, all the things that I have in life, I consider the Saints was part of it. So I'd just like to thank all the Saints fans, thank Mr. Benson and his family, and just go Saints. Thank y'all.
Willie Roaf was the only one of these three gentlemen that was with the team when I joined the Saints organization in 2000. He'd already made a number of Pro Bowls, and I remember watching him walk out to practice the first day, and I remember thinking, man, this guy can't hardly walk. How in the heck can he block anybody? But all he did every game, every year, was block his man, and it resulted in 11 Pro Bowls, part of the All-Decades team for the 90s, and part of the All-Decades team for 2000, and a 2012 member inductee in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ring of Honor inductee, Willie Roaf.
I just like to say how special this is, and thank Mr. Benson and his family for, you know, drafting me from Louisiana Tech. And I just remember playing here and seeing, before they did this, all the banners up, and seeing Archie and Eddie Robinson and everybody, and Ricky Jackson coming back in 97 and being a part of the team. And Ricky taught me the ropes. When I was a young boy, Ricky taught me the ropes. So him practicing with him and Wayne Martin every day, and just coming in here, just want to be a part of this great organization. I'm just so thankful I got a chance to play close to home. And my family and friends, a lot of them are here right now. And it's gonna be a great evening tonight, especially after we get through beating the Cowboys. So thank you.
That's more than I heard Willie talk the entire time he was with us. Anyway, join me one last time in congratulating our three inductees, and thank you again for coming.